Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm excited to have Scott Harrison, Global Account Director of Solution Provider Organization at Intel, as well as Andrew Hopkins, Internet of Things Lead at Accenture with us. Welcome, Andrew and Scott.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you.
So why don't we just start with you, Andrew? Do you want to just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your scope of focus at Accenture?
Sure. I am part of the Accenture Internet of Things Global Leadership Team. Within that team, I am responsible for our global relationship with Intel as it relates to IoT, the Internet of Things. And what that really means is that I am responsible for determining how to embed Intel technologies into what we at Accenture are doing in IoT.
Great. And Scott, do you want to just quickly introduce yourself?
Sure. Scott Harrison with Intel, and I'm responsible for our global relationship with Accenture. And we're focused on many aspects of developing technologies and getting those embedded into the full solutions that Accenture offers to the marketplace.
So why don't we just talk a little bit about that? That collaboration is really exciting. It stems from a much broader collaboration that exists between the two companies. Andrew, if you want to just kick us off and talk a little bit about the areas that Accenture and Intel are currently collaborating on and why this IoT collaboration made a lot of sense.
So as Scott mentioned, we've had a long-standing history of collaborating with Intel. And as IoT has become more and more interesting, if you like, within the market, this seemed a natural place for us to go. We at Accenture believe that IoT will dramatically change pretty much every industry. This is a very much a business-driven sort of wave, if you like, but it's complex, and there are a myriad of different technologies and services that have to be combined in order to really deliver the true value of IoT to companies and organizations. So our approach is to build an ecosystem of the best and brightest with whom we can work to deliver these end-to-end solutions to our clients. So Intel is a core component of that ecosystem. Obviously, Intel underpins much of the technology that will form the full stack of Internet of Things, from the back-end infrastructure that will manage and analyze all this data all the way out to the edge where we're connecting to and capturing data from and communicating with machines and things on the edge. And so that full range of Intel technology is key to this whole IoT ecosystem. A couple of very key things that I want to focus on. One is security. We share a common belief with Intel that security has to be front and center of everything in IoT. And we love the Intel security story. It plays extremely well. It's rich. It's compelling. And we believe helps us differentiate in the market. On top of that, we see a trend coming whereby much of the analytics, if you like, and decision-making within this IoT ecosystem will move closer to the edge, or closer to where things are actually happening in the field. So, for example, actually out on an oil rig. And, you know, Intel's strength in compute at the edge will play very, very well into that movement that we see coming.
Scott, can you tell me a little bit about why Accenture made such perfect sense as a partner for this collaboration?
Certainly. At Intel, we recognize that we've got a great legacy in technology, in the base core technology for solutions that people are looking for, but we don't have the complete package. There are other technologies that sit on top of our core semiconductor technology. And beyond that, there are services and solutions and applications that sit on top of that. And Accenture is very good and very effective at pulling all those together, integrating those, as well as wrapping around them the changes in business practices and policies the companies need to go through to implement that technology. In addition, Accenture's got a very strong practice around different industry segments. They understand vertical markets very well and how to customize applications for oil and gas versus finance versus retail. So for us, this was a quicker path to market to help the adoption of core Intel technologies into these vertical segments, into the IoT space with complete solutions versus just a bag of parts. Those are the compelling reasons that interested us in working with Accenture and taking advantage of their industry strengths around verticals and around solution integration and business transformation.
Andrew, could you give me a sense of where you see IoT in terms of its maturity in the market and how it's taking hold?
We've seen interest for a while, but we're now starting to see some action in IoT. But there are a couple of things that are holding many organizations back. I mentioned security is a key part of this, and that is obviously an area which people are concerned about. The lack of common standards is another one. But more fundamental than that You know, what we found in our research and our discussions with our top clients, our Fortune 500 clients, is that many of them don't really have a good strategy. They don't have a strategy for IoT. They don't really have a good sense of what's possible. You know, what is the potential ROI? How can this really transform and reshape my business from top to bottom? And then allied with that is, where do I start? There's a sense of not quite sure what the full benefit is. How do I start and make sure I'm heading in the right direction? And then ultimately, how do we pull this together in a way that allows us to fully realize the benefits of IoT as we move forward?
Can you tell me a little bit about how Intel is viewing delivery of a vibrant ecosystem within IoT?
One of the challenges in this marketplace that's different than, call it, the traditional compute environment is we're talking about distributed systems, the possibility of deploying equipment on thousands of wellheads scattered across multiple states or oceans or what have you, equipping fleets of trucks, ships, equipping manufacturing lines with devices all over them to measure manufacturing machines and capture important data on energy usage, vibration, to be able to better manage maintenance and all that type of thing. It's all of these distributed systems that need a strong ecosystem to not only deploy the technology, but then to manage and service that technology. We are relying on a strong ecosystem to help us both in the definition of the solutions, but more importantly, in the deployment of the solutions and then in the management of the solutions as they're out in the field collecting the data and providing the services that they were intended to do. So it's really the strength of all these different companies, whether it's someone that's very good in supply chain, distribution, managing goods, versus someone who's very good at wiring buildings and getting all the right access points and getting very good coverage in a building, or someone that can really do excellent fleet management. It literally will take multiple organizations to pull these together. And frankly, that's one of the strengths of Accenture, is to integrate all those different companies and solutions into a complete package that someone can buy and use with confidence and get results on.
At the heart of this is the collaboration between Accenture and Intel. Can you provide some solutions that you guys have targeted for the collaboration?
So at Hanover Mesa specifically, we're in the Intel booth demonstrating an asset management solution that incorporates an Intel gateway that is actually sitting on a wellhead out in Oklahoma. And we're putting data from a number of connected devices from that wellhead through the gateway and then bringing that data back and analyzing and visualizing it within the Intel booth. So this is an example of connected asset management. And what that does is it allows operators, manufacturers, and people like that to make operating decisions and to automate those decisions based upon a continuous stream of data from the field. The benefits are pretty obvious. You can reduce your maintenance, you can reduce your downtime, increase your operational efficiency, and we believe that these kinds of things will drive significant demand for this sort of solution. In connected vehicle, we're taking a next generation Intel telematics device and incorporating that into a number of our transport-related solutions, fleet management, a telematics for insurance companies solution that we have, which will allow insurance companies to offer policies based upon how you drive and your behaviors and so forth. And what that device allows us to do is offer an enhanced level of security, increased level of compute that allows us to offer some pretty compelling services inside the vehicle itself. The final example I want to use is an interesting one. We have at Accenture a smart buildings solution today that is primarily focused on energy management and energy savings. And that solution draws from a business management system. And we are extending this solution by using an Intel gateway within a building that will allow us to connect to additional devices to get into different types of building where perhaps there's not a building management solution that we can draw data from. And it really extends the reach and value of that smart building solution that we already have. We can offer additional services and we can cover a whole lot of new buildings. So those are just a few of the examples of the areas we collaborate. There are plenty more, but these are good examples to work from.
I know that you're actually delivering this collaboration at an event. So can you just tell where folks can connect with you?
Yeah, we are actually at the Intel booth at Hanover Mesa. We'd love to talk to people and show what we're doing at the Intel booth or at the Accenture booth.
Well, Andrew and Scott, I'd love to have you guys back on the program as you achieve success within our collaboration.
Great, plan on that.
We'd love to. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.